What up, y'all? Night one WrestleMania was absolutely crazy, and we're gonna get all into it coming up next.
What's up, guys? This is Zoe Stark. You're listening to Women's Wrestling Talk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
Hey y'all, my internet is wonky at this hotel. Anywho, we're here. I'm not alone. Honey's in the building as well. You good?
This iPad is a struggle. It's a struggle.
Honey is in the building as well with the sunglasses on at 7:30 in the morning. What's good, honey?
I'm shot. It is, and I don't mean LMFAO, but what a night. My voice is just done. So apologies because I don't sound like my usual bubbly self.
Well, let's get into it. We're going to make this a short and sweet one because night two is going to be absolutely crazy. And, you know, we're going to do the news on Monday and cover it all over again. But the first match, we had Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch. So what did you like about this match?
I love the intensity going into this match. The hype was really good. I'm surprised they actually started with them, but it wasn't a bad opener at all. To have Rhea's awesome entrance with Motionless in White was phenomenal. She looked phenomenal. Becky looked phenomenal. And from where I was sitting, I really enjoyed her gear. Well, both of them. But Becky's gear looked like she had, like, excerpts of her book in her outfit, which was pretty damn fire. That's, like, some boss-ish. And I enjoyed that.
So did you... what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say the match overall was really, really good. It was a little short for me, though.
Did you think did you think Becky was going to win, or did you know Rhea was going to win going into it?
I definitely had an open mind for the possibility that she could take it, but I just had, you know, it's just common sense. If Rhea could beat Charlotte, how could she not beat Becky on the grand stage, you know? And this is technically her second horsewoman checked off her list, which is pretty cool. But it was that. After a while, there was no doubt that mommy was going to take that all the way. And especially with the banger entrance they gave her, she deserved that moment.
Oh, yeah, the entrance is absolutely crazy. I kind of knew Rhea was going to win, but I was kind of hoping for Becky just because, you know, and shout out to our unofficial producer. Yeah, Dylan, I think you might be the only one up, but the way... Sunday is rolling. This is literally the only time we could have done it. So Dylan also saying Rhea should be champion next should be champion until next Mania. I think that's what you're saying. I mean, yeah, that would give her the kind of a more of a Roman vibe, which I don't think anybody actually like has. So that's kind of good. So yeah, I had a feeling it was a great match, and I feel like during the course of the match, there's a point where I was like, okay, well, Becky might have this, but then probably like, I don't know, 60% of the match, I was like, this is definitely all Rhea all day. Which I guess we can get into part of that as far as like the Judgment Day, because unfortunately, so we're going to be dropping our interviews for the press scrum that we did two days ago. And we didn't get to ask the Judgment Day question, but I feel like it's on its way to being imploded because we still have Money in the Bank in play. I don't know. There's just something to me that's just it's not gonna go well for them. But as you guys can tell, Rhea Ripley was the champion, remained champion, and still champion for that match. And then that leads into the Judgment Day versus DIY versus Awesome Truth versus New Catch Republic versus The New Day versus A-Town Down Under.
That's a mouthful, girl.
It is, which I thought was I thought this was gonna be the match that it was interesting that they started with Becky and Rhea, because I was kind of surprised. And I thought it was gonna be the match that this is gonna be the match that's kind of gonna bring it down. I always think of X-Pac when he talks about like how like pay-per-views and other shows run. It's like you can't have people on a high so much. And we'll get to the main event and how the crowd was like in the stadium. And I think you could speak more to that too, honey. But going into this match, what did you think?
The tag team match, the six-pack match was pretty crazy. I knew there was going to be a special moment somewhere in there. I mean, I didn't know that Truth would have been able to pull it off. I was kind of worried at some spots. I don't know why, but I had a feeling about DIY. Only because the night felt so Triple H. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody felt that, but it was all Triple H last night for sure. And I wouldn't have put it past him to give it to DIY to win the straps, at least one of them. Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, unfortunately, didn't surprise me. I knew they were going to probably swindle their way to get the SmackDown titles. However, Truth and Miz had a wonderful moment, and I'm glad R-Truth was able to have that and be the one to reach for the titles. Now that the Judgment Day is no longer undisputed tag champs, there's a lot to keep your eyes on with this group, because there's just, you know, you have Dom doing his thing and venturing off without mommy's permission.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have Priest, who is beltless, but still has a suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And Finn doesn't have a belt anymore. JD kind of like, I think JD kind of screwed them out of their chances, because I feel like anytime any members of Judgment Day get involved, things implode and things go wrong, like awry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be real interesting to see what happens going forward. And especially that mommy's the one that's retained and the only one that has gold in the group right now.
Mm-hmm. And so the six-pack ladder match challenge, which the ladder is, I think, added a nice touch to these tag team titles. Yeah, I definitely agree. I think A-Town Down Under, I personally didn't want them to win, but I feel like they needed something. It's you kind of need people to hate. And I feel like people weren't necessarily rooting for them, but I think there might be a play with that. For the second tag team titles, I actually didn't know who to think. It might have been like Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. But then I thought, as it was playing out, I was like, oh, it might be Awesome Truth or New Day. Because I feel like New Day has one more run in them, and that's more of like a personal, I want it to happen. But Awesome Truth, just because our truth has just been such like gold.
Yeah.
I mean, throughout his whole career. But recently, I feel like it would be a good comic relief with that. So I was for it. Dylan saying, I got a bone to pick to WWE where in the blue hell was Grayson and Theory's music when they won. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I guess when WWE watches that, they can let us know. So it was a really great match, another banger for the second match of the night. I don't know. This sounds terrible, but I feel like with LA, this they came out. Well, we already know the difference between the two, right? This is like Triple H era, and I feel with LA, it didn't come in this hot. Like it didn't come in this hot at all. But you know, as
every match.
Every match was a banger. Like I thought that, like, okay, oh, this was what I was saying that X-Pac had referenced. Essentially, there's ups and downs to like pay-per-views and shows where it gives you a time to kind of come down and then you can like go back up. And it seemed like every match had a really good spot where you really couldn't leave. So there is that. Dylan saying, what time is it there, Dylan? It was all about Awesome Truth, because clearly we're struggling. It's early. It's all about Awesome Truth. So yeah, I mean, I'm curious. I think it's I think with Awesome Truth is going to be comic relief. That part where Truth did the pin. And Miz is like, no, we have to get the belt. I thought like, oh, that was like the moment. And then that, you know, they're going to move on for something else. But they actually, the story of it all, like that part, and then Truth finally getting it, like that's great. And you know, if you know his story, it's crazy. 9:42 p.m. on Sunday in Australia. Well, thank you, Dylan, for joining us on a Sunday going into your Monday, which I'm assuming you're gonna watch WrestleMania too, which is gonna be crazy in itself. But let's go into, so like we said, results. A-Town Down Under won the SmackDown Tag Team titles, and Awesome Truth won the Raw Tag Team titles. So then the next match was Andrade and Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. Excuse me, y'all, it's hella early. What did you think of this match?
This match did what it needed to do. I'm sure for others it was a possible bathroom break.
Yeah.
But this match did what it needed to do overall. I love the showcase of Latinos, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all knew that Mysterio was going to come out on top.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to see Santos and Dominic on top, only because, I guess, you know, I always go for the heel sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would have been quite interesting if Dom had, you know, formulated this master plan that he's, you know, currently on, where he has linked up the Judgment Day somewhat, and he's trying to link in Legado de Fantasma, and he's just doing his own thing. I think it would have been cool to see him come out on top. Maybe not for others, because not, I know everybody's not big on Dirty Dom, but mm-hmm. I am.
Oh,
but
okay.
I think I love as a person. It's more of a personal thing, and seeing his growth, like, you know, like and seeing how well he's done since he started. But I think it would have been real interesting if he had Dom with the win and Mommy with the win, as opposed to a Judgment Day failure and loss.
Oh,
to give it a little twist.
So I guess here's a question as far as future bookings: when and if, because obviously we're not the writers for the show, Judgment Day does break up, do you think it's going to be Dom and Mommy versus everybody else? Like, do you think he's going to be like, "F this, I'm going to make my own crew"?
I think eventually he will break out and do that. But I think in typical Dirty Dom fashion, and to draw some more nuclear heat that he's really good at doing, I think it'd be cool that he hides behind his mommy. He's like, well, my mommy's champion. And you know, even though my plan didn't work, I know my mommy's gonna protect me.
Mm.
You know, she might not be entirely happy with him, but she might, you know, put him on timeout because he's acting a little reckless. But it would be Dirty Dom fashion to see him like tease his former, you know, his members being former tag champions.
So Dylan say, I think Dom won't get a Mania win until he cracks re-challenges a Rey Mask. Oh, versus Career, and that's where he wins. It was interesting. So we had Rey pull out the belt one more time. And, you know, it was so funny when that happened last year, like all the parents were just like, oh, my God, like they were really going for it because, you know, all kids act bad at one point. I've been away from underneath your wing for a while. Like, you can't do that. Another great play or another great thing that happened while we had the Philadelphia Eagles, Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson. They were under the mask and they actually did pretty good. Like they did pretty good, and or Dom sold it really well. Cause you know, it wasn't until they got into the ring that you actually saw the size comparison. And you're like, yeah, they're definitely not, or ever were, wrestlers, because right. They were just massive.
Before I even thought it was another Eagle, I thought it was Jason and his brother.
Mm.
I thought it would have been both Kelce brothers.
Mm.
That would have been pretty exciting.
That would have been cool. And then, you know, yeah. Taylor Swift somewhere in the background cheering. That right. Would have taken the show for sure. Dylan making mention to Zelina Electra, they should have been added. The fact that they were the fact that they were there and everybody had new gear, like, I want to say everybody on WrestleMania Night 1 had new gear, but Rhea had new hair. Like, it seemed like it was just a whole nother level. But yeah, I think, yeah, Zelina and Elektra should have been added. Like, why not? But then that's where it gets wonky, because WWE is not about the intergender matches. So then they would have to just tag each other when they're in, and that might have changed the whole flow of the show. So,
and also due to the fact that they had a match on SmackDown, and we've seen them face off a couple of times, I guess they just wanted to let it cool down. I really would have liked to have seen a cat fight though, because Elektra in that dress, she looked great.
Mm-hmm.
But Zelina, donde está la chancla? I need the chancla.
Pull it out. But that spot that she did, like, did you see that?
Yes.
That thing, yeah. Almost Miss Moonsault, where I think she could have definitely injured herself and Elektra. Thankfully, it wasn't. And that's where professionals come in. I feel like I've never been a gymnast, but I feel like you can kind of twerk your body just a little bit when you see it's going awry to, like, try to get it there. So, shout out to Lita for the try on the biggest stage of them all. And the fact that, I'm sure she wants to wrestle. So let's hope something like that. So it happens. Lady Caution joining us from Twitter saying, Bloodline rules, Cody will win tonight. Ooh, we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different theories. It's gonna be so interesting and so good, because night one was so good. Next we're gonna move to Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso. What did you think of this match?
I've been anticipating this match since August. I was so excited for this match. A little too quick for me personally. I would like to see it go a little longer, but we knew that the main event was gonna take up a majority of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the brothers did great. I'm sure without outside of storyline, I'm sure Rikishi was super proud to see his boys go at it and on such a grand stage, and it being only the third brother versus brother match in history, which is pretty epic because they're a good company with Jeff Hardy and Owen and Brett. I knew Jey was going to win. That's the man. Yeet. For all those no yeeters, as Jey said he would do, he delivered and he knocked the yeet out of his
ass. I have a couple things from the start. So we had Jey, he was walked out by Lil Wayne. Ooh. Grace, great, epic, like just epic, right? Mm-hmm. Great pop. But like I was saying this because I was in the press box, and I was saying this is like they need like a outside entertainment creative just for like the little touches, because I'm like the suspense of reality. So maybe they're not talking to each other in WWE world, but they're talking to each other, right? Or WWE, the production, they know what's going on. Your brother comes out with Lil Wayne, and you come out by yourself, like.
Where was Meek Millie or somebody?
I mean.
Or Wale or somebody.
Wale was in the building.
He was in the building, that's right.
So like, that would have been an easy play. Meek Mills would have been an amazing play, but like just by yourself, like Naomi couldn't, like, I know she had a match coming up, but she couldn't do a quick change, like walk her husband out, or even did a pre-tape, like something.
I even think it would have been a twist if Rikishi walked out with Jimmy.
Yo, the whole, if you go on Rikishi's IG page, they're all here. They took a group picture, and I think in that picture they're like 8 or 9 deep. So like something. So that was my first like, are you serious? Like what, why are we doing this?
I'm not gonna lie, I popped for that Amelie. That Amelie hit, I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's so funny because Lil Wayne, like, he did that like at Colorado's. I think he did Colorado's the college game, and then that next week he did like NFL. Like Lil Wayne is like that. Lil Wayne is that dude. Can we talk about Lil Baby getting snubbed? Was it Little Baby or was it 2 Chainz that got snubbed? I don't know which one you're talking about. Lady Caution saying, I just hate that Jake kept falling for Jimmy shenanigans. Yeah.
I think it's rightfully so as sibling love. You know, you always have that sensitivity towards your sibling. And Jimmy played that card really well. Because, you know, it always takes the older siblings to do that to the younger siblings. So the younger siblings do end up being a little bit more sensitive to the older one's antics, and they feel bad and things like that. So, and Jay's the face. So it was done right as far as that part.
Yeah. So a couple of facts. So as far as WrestleMania matches go, brothers versus brother, Brett versus Owen, Matt versus Jeff Hardy. But this is the first time that twins have fought in Mania. Nikki and Brie, they fought, but it was on a pay-per-view, but not Mania. So this is a first time as far as twins for them. I definitely love the package that they had. That was a really great story. Again, I mean, like, they have a whole ass daddy who, like, was part of WWE. It's not like, oh, like, he wanted y'all to wrestle. Like, he had a whole career. Like, I don't understand why he's not in the picture, but it is what it is. But great match, nonetheless. If you check out Jimmy's shoes, I think they were like, low Dunk Jordans. I don't know. I'm not a sneakerhead, but the bling on it, like, just the little touch. Touches was great. But with this, Jay defeated Jimmy. But here's the thing. Where do they go now? Because I feel like, and we'll get into the Rock and Roman thing, there's going to be, I think you were talking about that. I think a lot of people are referencing it like almost like a bloodline slip civil war, because this can go on and on and on. So, like, how do you get them back together? Because it's like, oh, this is great. You know, you guys had your individual matches, unless there's going to be a championship in play for Jay. But it's like, how do we get them? They have to end their career together. That's a personal opinion. Like, they can't end it by themselves. Or, like, as in real life, they'd be like, nah, we good. Like, we good doing it on our own, which I don't think so. But
I was going to say, as twins, they've had a long run. And for them to finally be separate to the point where we can now, because remember Jay said, you know, every time they see me, they always ask, which one are you? Now we know exactly who they are and which one's which. And even more than that, you know, everybody has to pick a side. And Jay and Jimmy, I think there's more to this.
Mm-hmm.
I think there could definitely be more to this. I think they could probably conclude, or as you say, or get back together. Maybe on SummerSlam, being that was the time where they got, you know, where they had their differences, mm-hmm. where it all started. So SummerSlam wouldn't be a bad idea. And I would love to see them go again, because not for nothing, the match, there were some spots where I was just like, who's going to win this? Because these boys have an answer for each other for everything. Mm-hmm. And when you're twins, you know everything about your brother mm-hmm. or sister. You know, it's a little bit different than just your typical sibling rivalry. Because of the fact that they were twins.
Yeah. Lady Caution saying, I think Jay's going to go back to the bloodline. That'd be interesting. I mean, I wonder how, unless The Rock, like, pulls the trigger on him, or they finally bring, like, if they do this whole storyline without Rikishi, like, I mean, that's going to be a problem. Dylan asking a question I also asked as well. Where was Solo? Like, we'll get into the main event, but it's kind of like, obviously, he didn't have a match, but like, Solo could have walked Jimmy out. Like,
yeah.
Where's Solo at? But here we are. The story continues for those folks who hate the Bloodline story. This story has wheels. It's going to be going for quite a long time. The next match, Damage Control versus Jade, Naomi, Bianca, Bel Air. Oh my God. Man, it was, if you guys, was it, wait, two Fridays ago, we were talking about who's the Beyonce of it all. I don't know if they heard us. Clearly they didn't. But I don't know if they heard us, because at one point, last SmackDown, I thought, Seth and I said, okay, well, Jade's clearly the Beyonce. But after this one and their entrance, I'm like, nah, Bianca's it. But who knows? And that's semantics. It's just a joke, y'all. Don't take it, you know, seriously. But what did you think of this match?
These ladies rocked the house. They looked incredible. I can't wait to actually, like, I'm actually going to go home and rewatch every entrance because I want to get into the gear. Because when I was sitting, I was a little high up. But I want to see the details. But even from where I was at and the way they came in, like, just all that Black Girl Melanin magic, I'm so here for it. They killed it. Jay looked phenomenal. She did phenomenal. Love that wet look, that wig. Sickening. Bianca delivered as usual. You know, you can't spell WrestleMania without the EST. Naomi kind of got lost in the sauce for me.
Yep.
I'm not sure why.
They sacrificed her.
I don't know why they keep doing my girl like this. Unless they're, you know, going to have her join her husband on some type of witch-up kind of thing. I don't know. But I feel like Naomi got a little lost in the shuffle. But I'm glad all three girls were able to have a moment. And you know, for a group that was just formed, it's pretty interesting to see them come out on top, considering the closeness that Damage Control has for about two years now.
Yeah. Lady Caution saying, I made sure I got every entrance. Oh, so were you there? That's a good lady. If you were there, let us know. Because that'd be a different perspective too from your part. It was reminiscent because they had them on the high rise. And I don't know which Beyonce tour this was. Or I don't know. It was definitely a reference because then they had like the cowboy-esque theme. If you saw their pictures from earlier today or yesterday on Instagram, like, it was just very that. I definitely agree too. Oh, nice. Well, welcome to Philly. Thanks for watching. Girl, you up early with us too? What you doing up so early? Anyway, man, it was a great match. The gear was great. It was just all, like, for y'all who don't know, but for all who know, like, I am like a Naomi fan all day, every day. So she was definitely sacrificed for this. However, it's one of those things where, you know, it's real. It's written, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to, all three people can't be strong. Like, it's unfortunate. And, you know, if you read the tea leaves, I'm not even going to say it, I'm quoting Professor, if you read the tea leaves of it all, okay, like, you know what I'm saying? Naomi's, you know, she's been there for a minute. Yeah. So it's unfortunate, but she looked great. We know what it is, but, and, you know, I personally don't think she'll be in the title picture, unfortunately. But however, show her some love, like. Jesus, like,
come on, you had a WrestleMania all blood lined out. You couldn't show love to our girl Naomi.
Lady Caution saying, I can't sleep. Cody has to finish his. So you're up at 8 a.m. Like, she's like, let me get this coffee. I'm gonna be up until 1:30 in the morning because it was so funny. We'll get to that. Just remind me about Roman's entrance when we get to that, because I have a funny story to talk about that. But overall, the match was great. A lot of great spots. I mean, everybody was calling for Jade. It's kind of funny because what we said about Jade a la circa AEW, and, you know, how she was green and she can't wrestle and all this other stuff. You know, they definitely protected her. She put on a great match. And this is not even a complaint because I'm not a wrestler, so I don't want to say, oh, well, she should have done this and this and that. I can't wait for the moment where it becomes so fluid that you don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's at this point where she's getting the moveset, she's getting all that stuff, but it's just a little, and you're like, I mean, I'm sure it's same thing with dance, But in athletics, it's like it when it becomes second nature, there's no like, okay, I have to make sure, because you know, you want to have the protection of the person, you want to make sure you're hit, because you don't want to be the person that's out there and like they get injured. So, you know, you're learning all these movesets, but when it becomes second nature, Jade is gonna be a whole nother level.
As someone who has a dance background, I know exactly what you mean about the fluidity. It's like once you've practiced it and gone over it over and over and over, and it's all about repetition and keeping it tight as far as like choreography. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So if as long as she keeps going in that route, she's gonna be fine. And for her first go around being at WrestleMania and being part of this immense trio, I think she did great and she delivered very well compared to what we've seen her do in other places. And but when it comes to dance and stuff like that, you have to just make sure you're up to your 5, 6, 7, 8s, and you'll be all right. I do love the way she pins, and I want her to keep that.
Oh yeah, that's a signature that. Right there. That's yeah, that. Yeah, that's a signature right there.
Like she's like, no, I ate that.
So Dylan's saying they threw up the three at the end, or maybe that's the stable name. I mean, I kind of hope it's not a one-off, but it not being a one-off would be beneficial to Naomi as far as giving her something to do, and it also protects Jade. And it also keep Bianca and Rhea away from each other for a minute, because we definitely want to see Bianca and Rhea next WrestleMania. So there's that. Lady Caution, we need to hang out with you. Yes, and I was with all the wrestlers last night until 3 a.m. And then you up at 8 though? When are you gonna take a nap? All right, girl. Like clearly, we need to.
Girl,
we need to,
I'll have what you're having.
That part. It could be a one-off. Dylan saying it could be a one-off based on the coming out together. Yeah, because you know they all had their singular thing. So yeah, we'll see. It really maybe it was a tester to see how the crowd liked it. Who knows? But as you can tell, and like I said, Bianca, Jade, and Naomi, they took the W. Kudos to Damage Control for selling that mm-hmm. because you know they're obviously the more established group. But they took it with grace. I feel like if they ended any other way, people wouldn't have wanted it.
And so. I love their entrance too. The geisha theme uh-huh. entrance was really cute, and their looks was on point. Lately, they I don't know what it is about Damage Control, but I look forward to seeing like the gear that they wear even on weekly shows. Mm-hmm. But they looked fantastic last night as well. Shout out to the women.
Yes, very true. So this goes into our next match. Gunther versus Sami Zayn, Intercontinental Championship. What did you think of this one?
This is the only match that, for lack of better words, pissed me off. I was not happy with those results. I was not ready to see Gunther lose. I was not feeling that at all. Great match, but not happy with that result. I do not... Personally, I do not think that Sammy should have been the one. Mm. I do not think he should have been the one. I think there's others that are a little bit more capable. It's weird because you have Gunther beat guys like Sheamus and Drew and all these big guys and even Gable, who gave him a challenge, mm-hmm. you know, who's not so much of a big guy, but he is an Olympian. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people might not like me for this. And it's not that I don't love Sammy, because I do, but he should not have been the one. I don't think he should have been the one. I would have liked to have seen Gunther keep it. I would have liked to have seen him brutalize Sammy in a way where he does it in front of his wife. I did like the interaction between them, but I just go for the heels a little bit more. But Gunther, I wasn't ready for that loss at all. And shout outs to Sammy for the win, though. He technically did get the Intercontinental title back that he never lost back in COVID days mm-hmm. when he was doing the conspiracy theorist gimmick.
That was a fun one.
So and also he's had, you know, since last year he had a moment as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's you know, Sammy's on some kind of a roll, but now it's like, what do you do with Sammy? That's my big question. But Gunther, I'm really sad that his reign has been dropped, but what a reign nonetheless.
Lady Caution saying, I told my boyfriend Sammy was gonna win. I think I'm the only person in the world that wanted him to win. I don't think so, but I feel just like it's almost like a David and a Goliath thing. I feel, and I hope with Gunther, it's one of those things where it seems like they have something else planned for him. So he had to drop in order to do that. I'm hoping he's not going to fall into the abyss of like, oh, he just disappears. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see with that. Dylan saying Drew versus Gunther in Germany and let Gunther take it. Oh, that would be a good one. That would be a good one. I like this match overall. The fact that his wife was, Sammy's wife was in the, well, the fact when KO came at the very end, I mean, they just have a storied career against each other and for each other. It's just that, you know, Canadian bond. But it was a great, like, that was a great touch. I thought KO was gonna, like, I feel like, and maybe it was pre-recorded, I feel like KO should have came out and, like, you know, walked him out, like, to everybody, and then stopped, and then let Sammy, like, do his thing. But, you know, maybe Sammy needed his moment. I don't know. I mean, it's a little bit different for everybody.
I personally thought it would have been a little twist, and we would have gotten more Sammy and Kevin beef, because, you know, them two could fight.
Before he went out?
Before he went out. Like, I thought that it could have been a possibility that Kevin Owens would have tried to help Sammy because he was getting burnt out so bad by Gunther.
Uh-huh.
That maybe it would have costed Sammy the opportunity and Gunther would have retained and we would see more Sammy versus Kevin, which I don't think anybody really gets tired of, even if it's for a belt or not. Those two could just go.
Yeah, but them, and this is like the great thing about them being together or separate, because them together is comedy.
Yes.
So I feel like we need another run of them together. Before they separate again, because it's just, you know, that's, I guess, is the nature of their friendship. Yeah, this was a great technical match. If you like want wrestling, because there's some things that were more, the WrestleMania, along with a lot of great pay-per-views, they have a little bit for everybody. You know, some of them, you have the comedy with, you know, R-Truth, Awesome Truth. You had the glitz and the glam with Bianca, Jade, and Naomi. This one was just wrestling. It was technical wrestling. And it was a great story because we didn't know who was going to win. But however, Sami Zayn came out on top for that win. So congratulations to him for that. So Sami Zayn is now the Intercontinental Champion. So the next match was the main event, The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. What do you think of this match?
Well, it went exactly how it was going to go. The Tribal Chief and the Final Boss prevailed, and now we have Bloodline rules for night two. Bring on the chaos. I was pleasantly surprised that, I mean, I'm not really surprised that this match went as long as it did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else I was looking for. I guess I just wanted what I'm sure is going to happen tonight. Like, it's just going to be chaotic, absolutely chaotic. All Bloodline involved, including, I think, the twins will happen. And that's where we see Solo come in. The Rock looked freaking phenomenal,
mm-hmm,
for being 12 years out of the ring,
mm-hmm,
and doing in-ring work. You could definitely tell that he shaped himself up and prepared this for the last 3 months, maybe even before that. But when he first appeared, he looked completely different compared to now.
Mm-hmm.
The Tribal Chief. Good morning, y'all. The Tribal Chief looked phenomenal as well. Shout out to Paul Heyman for selling all the time and Hall of Famer. I guess I guess what I'm not sure what I think I wanted something else in this match, but I'm not sure what that was. I can't really put my finger on it. But Cody and Seth, also with their entrances, mm-hmm. Seth, them trains. Okay, King Choi. I see you, King Choi. I know TK's not so big on the Seth gear. He has some questionable looks.
But not big. It's just kind of like it was a lot. And you know, it's now his thing. Shout out to his stylist. But like, it was just kind of like at what point do you, I don't know, maybe he loved it. I think for me, because maybe I'm a minimalist, it's like, at what point are you just like, this is a lot.
A lot, yeah.
This
is, I mean, it gives me like that Liberace, Elton John,
yes,
like drama effect with the long glitter train and mm-hmm. the colors, and he makes it work really well. But I don't think anybody else could really pull that off.
Oh no,
like him. And Cody, of course, always delivers. We had about like what, 5 woes before they got to the ring. Mm-hmm. the crowd was absolutely elated to see this match finally transpire. I was scared that that we weren't going to get the Bloodline rules at some point, but I knew it had to happen because it's like, this is WrestleMania 40. You got to go big or go home.
Yeah.
The Samoans are running deep. And we know they're around.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have the Bloodline rules.
That part. Funny story. So I was saying to Evan. So shout out to my brother Evan T. Matt and his wife Heidi. So he decides to time Roman's entrance. And so make sure if you're not following Evan, go and follow Evan T. Matt. I'm sure he's gonna post it within the next 24 hours. Okay. This mug took 5 minutes. A little under 5 minutes to get to the ring.
Listen, man, tribal chief.
I mean,
you know, Samoans don't wait for us; we wait for them.
It was crazy. Like, could you imagine going through your life like that? Like, you doing the slow mo walk to work, you do the check in, and then the music. So that was, I mean, everybody. Like, I agree with you. Roman and Rock. Roman looked like he leaned out, even more, like. In a good way, because sometimes you can lean out. Sometimes, and this is gonna, you know, little on the side note, but sometimes you can lean out or lose weight and it doesn't look healthy. It just looks like you just been starving yourself. Or you know, I'm not even gonna say that. I don't want no heat. Anyways, sometimes you like look like you lean out, but it doesn't look healthy. It looks like you did it too fast, whatever. Roman looked like he leaned out, but like, you know, hadn't, like, whoever, maybe him and Rock had the same nutritionist. They were in it together. He looked not only main event ready, he looked movie ready.
Oh yeah.
So we'll put a pin in that one. Rock looked amazing. We weren't quite sure if we were gonna get the trunk Rock or if he was gonna be, you know, look, I'm the Rock, but I'm older, I'm gonna be wearing these pants. He gave the trunks and he looked amazing. He looked like he lost like 10 years. Yeah. He looked like he lost like 10 years. Not to say he looked old before, but him leaning out, because he was like D's. Him leaning out looked like he lost like 10 years off of his life, which is great.
He looked like an absolute legend last
yeah.
night. Like I there was a point in where I was watching this match and I was just like, yo, that's the Rock. Like, that's Dwayne the Rock Johnson, the biggest actor in Hollywood, 4 times paid actor. You know, he's also one sexiest man alive. He's had multiple movies and box office hits. He's also the people's champion, the great one, the eyebrow, the everything. Like, it was just, and then having this version of The Rock, I think, is such a blessing to see, because I don't think any of us would have expected that we'd get this kind of Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And even from what I saw with clips of the press conference last night, he said he really wants this final boss to be like finite. And I think it should be that way, because it just adds another level of evolution to his repertoire and his career,
mm-hmm.
Considering where he's come from. Like, if you look at Rocky Maivia, you would never predict that we would get a final boss
mm-hmm.
version
of with his own belt.
This. Yes, with his own belt. This man doesn't even know. This man got handed a belt while doing Muhammad Ali's induction. His grandmother's induction. And then it's not even about that's a part of the company. They just give it to the man. Like, you know, they just give him these things because he's the great one. Like, he's the people's champion. And so, and rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
Listen,
in what world?
We've been watching The Rock for years, man. We can't sleep on
how
great he is. We cannot sleep on that. There were so many people. I was making a lot of people laugh in the stands. I was screaming my head off. But because there was a lot of Cody crybabies in the building.
Mm-mm.
Yes, I said it. But I was being funny. And I was like, hi, my name's Honey. I like to scream a lot, so I'm sorry for what you hear. But everybody, there was like people saying Cody, but then also the same people were screaming Rocky, and then they started chanting Rocky sucks, and I just kept looking back like, why are y'all lying to yourselves? How did you do this? You know Dwayne Johnson does not suck. We all know that for sure, but nonetheless, it was a fun match to watch. It was very good. I'm surprised that they did like a lot of like fighting outside of mm-hmm. the ring and near the ramp. And in the audience, The Rock pouring water on himself in that cold. I mean, I know he's used to sitting in ice baths and stuff, but that got me cold where I was like, I had to put my hood up. I'm like, oh no. Like I can't, oof. But I can't even imagine what the energy was like being down there on the floor when they were going by, like just the intensity of the match overall. We have to talk about this. Roman spared The Rock by accident.
Yeah.
Roman spared The Rock by accident.
Yeah, which might come into play later on.
It's definitely going to come into play tonight. But I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know. I'm scared because it's like I'm torn between both of these men. Cody having the impact he's had since he's arrived and knowing what his goal is when he came back, and then having Roman Reigns, who's now 1,315 days as Universal Champion.
Mm-hmm.
This could still go either way with Bloodline rules. It's still not over yet. But for some reason, and I said it to you last night, I think that Seth is the swerve.
Yeah, that was a good play.
I think that Seth is the swerve. I think it was very interesting too to see the final picture. We had Cody sitting in the ring with that look again, and behind him was The Rock and Roman standing dominant. And then you see Seth looking the same way, and him and Cody are looking at each other. So it's like, what's really gonna happen tonight? But what I'm predicting is that Seth is the swerve for sure.
Oh my gosh, so many things. The fact that, first off, giving himself a belt, I mean, it's The Rock's world. And honestly, we're just living it. Honestly, you know, I would do that. I mean, I have a 6-week birth season, so, you know. But the fact that he told the rep, like, he's fired, and then essentially controlling the match through the ref was just hilarious. That was that part was really hilarious. It felt like there are moments, and we, you know, maybe the people who were on the floor and or The Rock, if he ever breaks down the match, like I felt like there were moments where he wasn't even on the mat. It's almost like he was taking a break. I don't know if that was on purpose or he was legitimately tired. That was we were looking down and I was like, wait, what's happening here? But no, overall it was a really, really great match. So many times, and this is essentially what I was talking about with Jade, meaning that there were so many times where you didn't know which way it was gonna end. Yeah. It was like, okay, well, you know, Cody, it could end with Cody and Seth. It could end with Rock, like how they're playing it, like the ups and downs, like that match was crazy. I did want to acknowledge Lady Caution. She is admitting to be a Cody car baby. Shout out to MB, sorry, MDB 999. Thanks for joining us. I don't know what time it is, where you're at, but thanks for joining us. He's saying those Cody Crybaby tears were glorious last night. They're going to be even better tonight. So I'm guessing he's thinking that, Roman's going to take it. So yeah. And then Dylan's saying Cody will have everything against him tonight. Yeah, it's, and this is a great place to be in. Like, I'm the type of person that I rather you tell me the end of the movie. Like, I love a good spoiler. However, like, the theories on both sides are amazing. You know, Cody finishing his story. And if not, even if he doesn't finish the story, on Cody's part, is he that much of a soldier where he takes that L? You know what I'm saying? Like that's a thing. That's like a hit to the ego. Like you're that much of a soldier where you're gonna take it. And what's the long term journey for his storyline? So we'll see where that kind of comes into play. Just it was a crazy, crazy night. And I'll put it to you like this: it was so crazy for you guys who know me. I stayed the whole night, which I normally do not do. So we'll see how this night goes, but yeah, it was a really great night one for WrestleMania. We're gonna be doing night two Monday morning, and NXT, look out for our NXT Stand Delivered post show with Sen and Jacob in a few hours. But yeah, it was a great stuff, a great night, great show. Looking forward to the rest of the show tonight. Any final thoughts, honey?
You don't have to like it, but you will respect it. Acknowledge it. Oh my god, my voice is gonna be gone. I don't know how I'm gonna do the show, but
Yeah, Dylan said TK only got out of the car park for 45 minutes ago. It was, you know what? It was not as bad. And I don't know if you could speak to this lady, Caution, because you were hanging out with the wrestlers. So I don't know like how you were navigating around. But and if you went to last year's WrestleMania, but it wasn't as bad getting out as SoFi. So yeah, SoFi was a hot mess, which is one of the reasons why I left early on night two. And I just watched it when I watched the balance of the show when I got home, because I was literally, there's nobody on the highway, and I got home in like 25 minutes. But that's a whole, if you know LA, that's a whole thing.
I think leaving any WrestleMania arena is just a hot mess.
Yes.
Anywhere you go.
Look. That's where I'm gonna leave it for Professor, because Professor's gonna be doing the news on Monday. That's a setup for something. ROH was on fire. So yes. Honey and I and Evan were at ROH, and it was a really great show too. Another late one. We didn't get out there until like 12.
You know Professor gonna see this.
Yeah. You know what you're doing. Yeah, we could hit us up on the DMs and we'll see what we can swing. Sean saying, have y'all slept yet? Yes. We got home, I think at 2.
It was like 1:30-ish going on 2. It was like when we got to bed and the lights were off, it was like 1:45.
Yeah, I don't know. I was out. I've been out before.
Out for the count.
Before, yeah.
Like about 3 hours, 4 hours sleep.
Yeah. Like, who knows?
Team no sleep, only nap.
Because we have another event to go to. Definitely watch out for our vlog, which is going to be insane. There's so many moving parts. We're four deep in this WrestleMania world, doing so many different things. So we have a vlog coming about all of that soon. But yeah, I mean, night two is gonna be crazy. We won't run down with the unless you want to run down the predictions. I feel like we can just wait and see.
This is so hard, man. This night, I'm looking at it right now. This night is gonna be just as crazy as last night.
Yeah.
There it is. Cody Rhodes and Roman. Drew and Seth, which
those are going to be intertwined some way, some yes, way, somehow.
Bailey and Neo, AJ and LA Knights.
Oh, and we were there for the fight that happened with AJ. Well, actually, I don't know if you'll be on. We'll see. That's a whole nother conversation. But we were there at the press conference when AJ and LA Knight got into the fight, and it was so funny. Because I saw the chair like hit the ground, and I was like, "What's like? Did somebody get up too fast? Like, because it felt like it fell." And then LA Knight got up, and then AJ got up, and it was just like, "Okay, what's going on here?"
Chaotic.
It was chaos. And then one of the talent people from WWE said, "Oh, this is a real fight." And then he was going the opposite direction to actually get security. So, I was believed it, but then I was kind of like, okay, well, they're professionals too. If they got into a real fight and any of us got injured, that would be a problem. So then it made me
worksheet.
Yeah. Then it made me feel like it was a work. Because obviously as journalists, we all have our phones. So I'm sure the footage is flowing out all over the place. So, it was a good, nice little thing. Stay tuned to WWT for the real TK, leaking all the footage, that the thing. Look, it is what it is.
It's so funny. Cause I was like, wow, this is my first time. That was actually my first time like witnessing the fake TK, and I'm sitting with the real one. I'm like, ain't nobody topping the real TK. Bye, fake TK.
Oh goodness. Priest, MDB999 saying Priest is cashing it. I feel like he needs to.
On who?
So many options. He needs to eventually. Like, we're coming up on a year. Or can you surpass? Like, what if he doesn't? And then we're now in another Money in the Bank. Like,
then you got a lot of pissed off people. I'm gonna be a little pissed too, because how dare you do that to after anticipating so much of a new Latino champion, and knowing that everybody's really high on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would love to see that. You can't do Damian like that. He's been a great workhorse.
He's doing it to himself technically, right?
But technically, but I've also noticed something with Damian Priest whenever he's trying to cash in. When he's trying to cash in,
mommy stopped
him. Only that, but when Judgment Day always tried to help, it didn't work. So, Señor, I need you to no permission, no, don't say nothing, nada. And just go and cash in on whatever you're trying to go at. We still don't know what belt he's going to go after either. And I don't see why I wouldn't count for NXT either, which would have been really interesting to see for Stand and Deliver, but maybe not just yet, like, because you got to have something built. But Damian is real quiet with this suitcase. And I think he's just waiting to play his cards right, because that's just one of our things as New Yorkers from the Bronx. We just like stand back and just wait for things to unfold, you know? But yeah, I don't know, man. And then we also have the triple threat match tonight and the street fight.
So a lot of things going on. Thanks, Skylar, for joining. She's saying Corey Graves' quote last night for Naomi was so accurate. Naomi has earned her respect up and down the roster. But for some reason, some people around the world don't want to give Naomi her credit. I don't think it's not about they don't want to give her credit, but it's often the loudest people in the room get the most amount of credit. Mm-hmm. And, I'm pretty sure if Naomi, not to say she needs to get louder, but I mean, it's just the way her career went out and the way she's just such a nice person, that's kind of almost her downfall as far as the world acknowledging her. You know, she's going to have the true fans and the people who rock with her regardless. But going over and beyond to the people who are not really looking for her, that's where like the loudest person in the room gets like all the love, and or the person who gets pushed the most. And you can only one person at a time can get pushed the most. And it hasn't been Naomi. Like, it's pretty much been like Charlotte and Roman.
I think it's quite interesting that Corey Graves said that and they made sure that we heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, okay, they're aware of how we're feeling about Naomi taking a lot of losses since she's been back. So maybe that's going to come into play with something else. Maybe she get involved in the bloodline rules because she
look,
did.
Look.
Just saying.
Look.
Just saying.
I've been saying that for forever. MDB 999 referencing one of our older shows at WWT Live. Naomi is the Michelle, Bianca is the Kelly, Jade is the Beyonce. I don't know. Based on yesterday, there might be a little bit of flop. But again, that's like a little bit of switch. But that, again, semantics. We're not going to go into that because that could be a whole nother conversation. Mm-hmm. Dylan saying, I'm the Kelly Rowland.
Word, Dylan.
With that being said, like I said, we're going to be doing WrestleMania night two on Monday. So check that out. Check it out later today. We're going to be doing our NXT Stand and Deliver. Also, we have our WWT Live going on as well. So many different things. We get to get back on our WoW post show because, you know, WrestleMania is all encompassing. And unfortunately, we got to fly. We got to do all these things. But keep it locked to our social media. So many good things. And then definitely our vlog. But with that being said, honey, where can everybody find you?
Find me here Monday, Wednesday. I'm so tired. Monday, Wednesday, Fridays with the crew at WWT Live. Friday night watch along. There wasn't one this past weekend. But there will be this upcoming weekend. I promise. I miss all my peeps. Find me here on socials, Instagram and TikTok, Wrestling with Honey, Facebook, Wrestling W Honey. And like and subscribe. The new YouTube page is going to be up and running soon, Wrestling with Honey Podcast.
Dylan say, can't we wait to see collision numbers? It was kind of funny. No problem, Dylan. MDB 999, make sure you guys follow the honey or you're a dummy. It's so funny with the collision numbers. I did see some other wrestlers tweeting about it, as they should, like AEW wrestlers tweeting about it, as they should, because that's where they work. It's their job. But it's kind of like the Olympics. Oh, or the Super Bowl, like when it's in town. Or there's another reference. When I was running at Oregon and we had a football game, the whole city shut down. Like they didn't care what she was doing. Like the police were and it's a college town, but the police were at the gate. Like you could the joke was if you were ever gonna rob a bank, that's the time to rob a bank because everybody in the city was at the football game. And this is kind of what it feels like for WrestleMania. Like. And it's not just WWE. It's just kind of like they have so many other wrestling events here that it's kind of like even if you weren't at WrestleMania, you're at some other wrestling event or you're watching somewhere, like you're doing something else. So it's like, you know.
It's been quite a time.
And I wouldn't be, and if the numbers are low, that's okay. Like, I feel like you have to acknowledge like what's going on. Like this is WrestleMania 40. Like even if you're not like a super fan of WWE, I feel like you'd still tune in to watch it. Especially when Peacock's like $5.99. Like you're not paying, you know, $60 for a pay-per-view. But that's a whole another story, neither here nor there. But thank you guys for joining us. So early in the morning for us, I should say. But you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can follow Women's Wrestling Talk on everything at WW Talk Pod. Definitely keep it locked for our blog, which is probably going to drop later at the end of the week. So many things. We were everywhere. So many things to check out. But other than that, let me just find this outro here. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao.
Hey guys, my name is Jade Cargo, and you are watching Women's Wrestling Talk.